This is the Baseball Analysis Podcast coverage for games on June 10th, 2022. If you enjoy the show, share it, subscribe to it, leave some feedback on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google, or email us at baseballanalysispod@gmail.com. Today, I'm going to do deep dives on Paul Blackburn, George Springer, and Clay Holmes. First, I want to look at the leaderboards for the day. And first, for top exit velocity, is Vladimir Guerrero at 113.7 miles per hour. Sean Murphy's in second at 112.9. Wilson Contreras in third at 112.8. Aaron Judge in fourth at 112.4. Matt Olson in fifth at 112.0. Brandon Marsh is in first for top distance with a bomb of 449 feet. Nathaniel Lau is in second at 439 feet. Salvador Perez in third at 436 feet. Corey Seager in fourth at 435, and Adolis Garcia in fifth at 432. Top pitch velocity belongs to Camilo Duvall at 101.5 miles per hour. He's in second as well. Andrés Muñoz is in third with 101.3 miles per hour. Camilo Duvall in fourth, and Clay Holmes finishing it off in fifth at 101.1 miles per hour. Luis Garcia, Spencer Strider, and Ronzi Contreras are tied for most swing and misses on the day with a count of 18. Paul Blackburn pitched eight innings in the Athletics 3-2 loss over the Cleveland Guardians in Cleveland. Through eight innings, Blackburn ended up giving up four hits, zero earned runs, one walk. He got three strikeouts, bringing his ERA to 2.31 on the season. There were seven hard hit balls against him last night. Blackburn is an interesting case. This guy has been flying under the radar, but he's had a phenomenal season so far this year. He has five games where he's pitched at least five innings and given up zero earned runs. Last night was the longest game he's pitched all year. It's the second most batters he's faced in a game this year. And for the 2022 season as a whole, he has the most pitches he's ever thrown in the 6 years he's played in the league. The 28-year-old has a win-loss record of 5-2 on the year, 12 games played, 66.1 innings pitched, an ERA of 2.31, a WAR of 1.4. His ground ball rate sits at 51.3%, left on base percentage is 80.5%, a K rate of 17.9%, and a walk rate of 5.7%. His K rate is the highest of his career in a single season, and he has the second lowest walk rate in all of the seasons he's played. He typically throws his fastball 46% of the time, his curveball 18% of the time, cutter 17%, 14% for changeup, 5% for his slider. Last night painted a bit of a different picture where he was throwing his curveball 33% of the time, his sinker 31% of the time, cutter 15%, four-seam 14%, changeup 8%. He got the most whiffs from his curveball with a count of 2. Next was his sinker with 1. This makes some sense even though he typically leans on the fastball more. His curveball has the highest whiff rate out of any of his pitches at 33.3%, as well as the highest put-away rate at 23.8%. Good for Blackburn. I hope he keeps it up as the season keeps rolling. Next, we're going to look at George Springer, who last night ended up going 3-for-3 with a home run, two RBIs, and three runs scored. He was the leader of the Blue Jays in runs created. Currently, he's sitting in the first place spot, tied with Alejandro Kirk for the highest WAR on the Blue Jays with 1.9. Springer has been heating up lately. In his last 10 games, he has 13 hits and 45 plate appearances, a walk rate of 8.9%, K rate of 13.3%, three home runs, six RBIs, nine runs scored, an average of 325, slugging 625, weighted on base average is 417, and his WRC plus is 175. In the 10 games before that, he was doing well, but not as well. He had 10 hits and 44 plate appearances, a walk rate of 13.6%, so it was higher. K rate was higher as well at 25.0%. Two home runs, eight RBIs, seven runs scored, averaged 278, slugging 556, weighted on base average of 416, and a WRC plus of 175. He's in the top 7% of the league for weighted on base average, as well as the top 7% of the league for max exit velocity at 113.6 miles per hour. In the 2022 season, Springer is batting 282, slugging 538, a weighted on base average of 381, a WRC plus of 150. His walk rate is at 8.5% on the year so far, so the lowest of all of his seasons. K rate is at 20.5%. He has 12 home runs, 37 runs scored, and 32 RBIs with 3 stolen bases on the year. He crushes fastballs but has a harder time with the breaking pitch and off-speed. His off-speed has the highest whiff rate at 39.6% and the highest put-away percentage at 25.6%. Last night, he saw a majority of fastballs at 38% of the pitches that came to him. Sliders, he saw 31% of the time. His home run last night came off a curveball from Elvin Rodriguez that he took 383 feet at an exit velocity of 98.2 miles per hour. Great for George Springer. Hopefully he keeps it up and we see more from him as the year goes on. I'm going to finish the podcast off with Clay Holmes, who has been crushing it for the Yankees bullpen. Last night he pitched a single inning, giving up 0 earned runs and just 1 hit. This year he's throwing his fastball 81% of the time with an average speed of 97 miles per hour. He's throwing his slider 19% of the time. Other than that, that's his pitch arsenal. Last night he threw 10 pitches. Every single one was a sinker. Holmes has had a great year for himself so far. He hasn't given up an earned run since his first game of the year on April 8th. Since then, he's pitched 28 innings without giving up a single one. 29 strikeouts on the year. He has a K rate of 27.6%, walk rate of 2.9%, ground ball percentage of 84.3%, and a WAR of 1.0 for the Yankees, who have the highest team pitching WAR over any team in the league. He has a win-loss record of 4-0 as a relief pitcher for the Yankees this year. 9 saves, 27 games played, and 28.2 innings pitched. An ERA at 0.31 on the season. Left on base percentage of 95.5%. Good for Holmes. Just shows the strength of this Yankees bullpen and their pitching staff throughout the season. That's going to do it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast. If you enjoyed it, share it, subscribe to it, leave us some feedback. I'll be back here tomorrow, but in the meantime, enjoy baseball and thank you for listening.